Welcome back to JR Morning on a Monday. The Detroit Auto Show kicks off Wednesday, and Ford is arriving with a strong mix of performance, innovation, and adventure. And from next-generation Mustangs to electric Mach-E excitement to off-road Tremor SUVs, Bronco experiences, and new tech that takes the brand beyond the vehicle, Ford is making a major statement in Detroit. And here to break it all down and what it means for drivers is Mike Levine, Ford's North American Product Communications Manager. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, the auto show opens Wednesday, and people walk into Ford's display this year. What do you want them to immediately feel and understand about where Ford's headed?
Oh, I think first and foremost is I think we have the most exciting product lineup that I've had since I've been with the company. Lots of choices for everyone, especially when it comes to off-road choices.
And it seems to be, you guys seem to be touching every kind of customer here. You know, performance, electric, off-road, luxury. Is that intentional, or does that reflect, like, really how broad today's buyer really is?
No, again, I think that's giving customers exciting choices. So, you know, if you look at electric, you know, Mustang Mach-E, if you look at off-road, we've got Bronco family, we have Tremors, we have Raptors, we have lots of off-road choices there. We also have on the performance side, we've got Mustang and the Mustang family. So really a great, exciting lineup full of passion products.
How do you guys decide between announcing things at the auto show and giving it to social media where a lot of eyeballs are? Because that has changed a bit since I first started covering the auto show.
I mean, is there a difference these days? It kind of all goes all together. You know, when we do our news making, usually we have, you know, media there. We have content creators. We have social media influencers. So I kind of think it all happens all at once.
I love what Ford has done over the years on the Ford Bronco experience, for example. Like, you've taken just the simple, they've never been simple. They've always been very extravagant, the displays at the auto show, but you've made them into a way where where people can actually interact with the product.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the best things that we've been doing is really letting customers get to experience the product so that they can get a taste of that capability before they drive away from the dealer lot. So when you go to the Bronco experience, we've got Bronco Mountain. We have all sorts of different obstacles. So they really get to see the vehicle do quite a bit of what it can do. And that way, when they get it out on the trail, they've got that confidence and capability.
You know, that the name Tremor popping up everywhere, and the Expedition Tremor, it really mixes like that off-road hardware with a 24-inch panoramic display. Is this the future, like, Mike, you know, rugged vehicles that are also kind of ultra digital?
Yeah, so absolutely. Digital is a big piece of making the experience more informative for our customers. So, you know, having access to a large display with map technology on it is great. And speaking of that map technology, we had actually worked with Google Maps and did some trail mapping with one of our Tremor vehicles and a couple of other off-road vehicles as well. So, you know, it's that natural combination of not just getting out off-road into a place with a Tremor, but having the digital technology so that you know exactly where you're at.
What is the mobile service unit, and how does that save time?
Yeah, mobile service units. So many of our dealers have mobile service units. So let's say, you know, you're very busy and you're going to work, or maybe you've got to stay at home. You've got to wait for other things to do. Our dealers can send a mobile service unit right to your driveway or to where you park your vehicle, and they can do things like change your oil.
Wow.
I love that. And you know, we're talking about all the unbelievable features that are being put into these cars, but then you put them into application in disaster situations through Rubicon, which I think is a worthy cause, a worthy partnership for Ford, because it's helping so many people.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at Team Rubicon, it's a veteran-led organization, and they go into areas where disasters have taken place, and they're not necessarily the first responders, but they're the people that make the big difference because they help with the recovery efforts, and they need capable vehicles to get the job done. So they need trucks to haul in supplies. They need Broncos to go out and do scouting, and they need power on these vehicles with technology like Pro Power on board to, you know, make sure that they've got power wherever they go.
Mike, when people think of luxury and want luxury, I mean, you got features like Rejuvenate and this hands-free open on approach. How is Lincoln redefining what luxury feels like in everyday use?
I mean, with Lincoln, look, you have the new the all new 2026 Lincoln Navigator, and it continues to be the brand's flagship. So it's got amazing style. The craftsmanship on the inside is fantastic. And then you've got technology like Blue Cruise with hands-free highway driving. And, of course, you can even go hands-free when you're approaching the vehicle to make loading stuff in easier as well. And then, of course, we've got Rejuvenate in the cabin. I don't know if you've all had a chance to experience Lincoln Rejuvenate. It's kind of like going to a spa inside your Lincoln. There's waterfall themes. There's the Northern Lights. It's very calming.
Looking forward
Sold.
To that. Right. Mike Levine, Ford North American Product Communications Manager. Appreciate you. Good luck at the auto show. We'll see you down there.
Great. Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you all down there.
All right.
Very cool.
Man, you know, to sit in a car and drive and, you know, get rejuvenated at the same time.
All right. Let's go.
Sure.
It's pretty good.
Sure. But keep your eyes forward and 10
exactly.
And 2.
Don't fall asleep. don't let it take you out too much.
So the auto show's big event this week, but we have a big event tonight.
Sergey Fedorov finally is going to get that number 91 retired. I was driving in on 94, and some of the buildings downtown are lit in red. One of the buildings has 91 on it. And the Red Wings released this letter from Fedorov. It's this letter to Detroit.
I would like to say thank you to the fans, to my former teammates, to the ownership that's been so great to the players since I arrived to Detroit Red Wings. I am extremely grateful for this tremendous honor. Thank you to everyone with the Red Wings organization, especially those who helped bring me to Detroit and give me the chance to play for such a historic franchise. Thank you, Hockey Town. Always a Red Wing at heart.
Absolutely.
Love I like it. That. I mean, it's taken too long to have this happen, but people are very excited about what's going on tonight. I think they open the doors around 4 o'clock. They want fans in their seats ready to go.
And it's nice that you pair that with like a really good team also.
Yeah, right.
like, you know, it's
makes it feel even better.
Yeah, it feels bigger. It feels better. If you it put does. It in, you know, 2 years ago when they stink, it's a little bit of a bummer, but it's really cool. That
must be what they were waiting for.
It must be. That must be. And they did it perfectly, timed it up perfectly.
7 o'clock hour coming up on JR Morning. I'll tell you about a business been here over 100 years, closing up shop.